You know, I get a lot of wisdom from the brothers and sisters in Christ online. Some things y'all will never see because it's either through email or text or something. But today, and I like to say this, that a sister in Christ said this, because you're not hearing it from a man. Because if there's a woman out there and she hears it from a man, they say, well, a man said that. Now, I'm talking about a born-again, spirit-filled, Bible-believing female. This is what she said. This is what she said. Let me read it, because this is the truth. And when she said it, it's like, wow. So if a woman is married or engaged or dating or seriously dating, thinking about marriage, she said this. She said, the way a woman is to a man, the way a woman is to a man comes from her root position with Christ, with Jesus. In other words, if she's rebellious against God, against Jesus, she's rebellious against her man. And you can see it on the job. This is not me. I didn't say it. But I know it's true because I've seen it. If a person is rebellious against God, they hate authority on the job. They hate authority. They hate authority in life if they're rebellious against God. And so let me read it one more time because I want the women to hear it. The way a woman is to a man comes from her root position with Jesus. Period. In other words, what she's saying is the spirit realm reveals the natural. I mean, the natural realm reveals the spiritual. So what's happening in the spiritual appears in the natural. And this is true across the board. It's true for a man or a woman. If you are not wanting to submit to God Almighty, then you won't submit to your jobs, your boss, your government, your leadership, your whoever's your authority. Whether it's a man or a woman, the woman won't submit to the husband or the man that she's thinking about marrying. And if she's rebellious against a man that she's not married, that tells you she don't want that man over her. She's just lying to herself, because a spiritual man can see it. If a woman is not submissive, then she don't want that man as a leader, period. She can play games all day long, but the man sees through it. A spiritual man sees through it. The unsaved man, he'll play the games. And so they destroy them on their own selves. Anybody who's not submitting to God will not submit in the natural because of pride, right? And so they're revealing their heart. They're revealing their heart. God works through authority, always. God works through authority. And I promise you, you need to have a body of believers that you can talk to, that you can email. I got a couple of brothers, I got their emails. If I have a doctrinal question or whatever, I'll ask them. I'll send them an email. And I promise you, the born-again saints have the spirit of truth. And if somebody's trying to confuse you, you do not want to isolate yourself from the believers. And if you got a handful of believers, spirit-filled, born again, not some dating profile where you're trying to date somebody. This is brothers and sisters that love you in the spirit, that care about your soul and want to protect you. And so Apostle Paul, he says, I'm willing to spend and be spent for the saints. Because he knew there are a lot of wolves in sheep clothing. There's a lot of narcissists, a lot of Jezebels, Delilahs, con artists, scorners, pretending to go to church and be saved, but they never really got saved. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that say, oh, it's faith alone. But they add to that. It's faith plus speaking in tongues. It's faith plus good works. It's faith plus baptism. Is faith plus do this or don't do this, touch not, taste not. They cannot say faith alone and Jesus alone. They have to add something to it. It's faith plus some kind of activity or not an activity. Wrong. It's faith alone in the finished work of Jesus. And so if anybody has been indoctrinated into a faith plus anything, faith plus works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings, faith plus whatever. The Pentecostal cult is the worst cult of all because it's so close. It's so close. It's very close, but it's emotional. Faith plus your emotions. And you got the Methodist, faith plus, what do they do? Faith plus traditions. Oh, and then you got faith plus Mary, Mother Mary worship. Why you worshiping Mary? What's that about, Mother Mary? How come the Queen of Heaven? Is that what you worship? You know? Yeah, she was a special person, don't get me wrong. But you don't worship her. Don't you know that she was transformed? When you see Jesus, you'll be like him. There's no marrying and giving in marriage in heaven. So, if you add anything to faith, speaking in tongues, some kind of barking like a dog, some kind of tradition, some kind of legalism, the Baptists take you to legalism. You know, I got saved, I got born again before I got baptized. And the only purpose, the only reason for baptism is just a testimony. Hey, I believe on Jesus. I already got saved before the baptism. The baptism didn't save me. And the baptism didn't secure me. I'm secure by faith alone in Jesus alone. But the baptism was just a symbol to the world that you believe. That's all. But the born again experience was before baptism. And I've had people tell me that they went to church, and it was a Baptist church, and they went in and they got baptized. They said they walked down to the front, they got baptized, and then 10 years later they got born again, because it wasn't outward show. Is a heart condition. It's an inward heart condition. Outward, doing something on the outside is not going to save you. It's all about the heart, people. We've talked about this 1,000,000,000 times, but people can't hear it. Let me say it as clear as I can. It doesn't matter what you eat or drink or jump in a swimming pool or speak like, talk in another language, or it doesn't matter what you do, jibber jabber, it doesn't matter what you do in the natural. The natural is not going to save you. And that verse, The legalists misinterpret that verse. The ones who add the faith, they misinterpret that verse where it says, you must be born of water and spirit. That's not talking about water baptism. You must be born of water by the water and the spirit. What is that? The water of the woman. The woman's water breaks, and so you're born a natural. It even tells you. The verse is in context. He tells you right after that. What does that mean, Nicodemus asked? Well, the flesh is born of the flesh, and the spirit is born of the spirit. So the woman's water breaks, and so you're born of the water in the natural birth. And then what happens? That's not baptism. He says you got to be born by the spirit, baptized in the spirit, not water. And so you're born of the natural. That's your first birth in the natural realm. And then you get born again in the spirit. And then after you get born again, yeah, you might go get baptized as a testimony, but you don't have to get baptized. But it's good to follow through with baptisms, because you're telling the world, hey, I believed on Jesus, so I'm going to get baptized as a type and shadow. Now, I notice when you do get baptized, because I got baptized after I was saved, that your mind opens up, your eyes, because it's just an act of obedience. Your spirit mind opens up more. The more obedient you are, the more knowledge you get. The more obedient you are, the more knowledge you get. The more obedient you are, the more your mind opens up. The spirit that God teaches you. Cut off the world's music. Okay, yes, sir. Okay, Lord, I cut the music off. Now you can hear me. Cut the TV off. Yes, sir, I got rid of TV 30 years ago. Yes, sir. Quit watching this. Okay, yes, sir. And so your mind opens up more and more because he's teaching you. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, teaches you. And so, I don't care if you climb the biggest mountain. That ain't going to get you saved. I don't care if you jump in the biggest pool. That ain't going to get you saved. I don't care if you recite a prayer. That ain't going to get you saved. It's got to be a heart thing. You know, Billy Graham will say, pray this prayer. I don't remember if he said, pray it, but mean it in your heart. If he didn't, he messed up. But hopefully, I think he might have. If you say a prayer, Lord, save me. Come into my heart and save me. But you got to mean it. I'm a sinner. I deserve hell. Save me, Lord. I'm going to hell in a handbasket. But most people can't admit they're sinners. They didn't see their sin. They're rebellion. They're lying. They're cheating. They're drinking. They're reveling. They're fighting. They're arguing. They're adultery. They're murder in their heart. They can't even see how sinful they are, because if they saw how sinful they are, they would be afraid they'd have to jump off a bridge or something. But instead of being afraid of dying, run to Jesus and say, Lord, save me. I deserve hell. And there's a lot of people. I just talked to a preacher guy. He said he was walking down the sidewalk and he was on drugs. He was doing drugs and, you know, he was just of the world, completely of the world. And he said a hole opened up in the sidewalk. A hole to hell. He knew if he stepped into that hole, he was going to hell. I don't know if it was a vision or if it was an actual hole in the sidewalk. He got saved. He got saved, and he got rid of his drugs and his drinking and his whatever he was doing. See, when you get saved, you can overcome any addiction. You ask an unsaved person, hey, you want to quit doing that? I'll show you how. And they say, no, I don't want to quit. They don't want to quit. They're not going to quit. They're going to do what they want to do, and you're either going to go with them or they're going to leave you behind. And you say, adios, bye. Wouldn't want to be you. It is what it is. I try to reach people on the platforms, okay? I'll make comments even on those tarot. I try to make comments to draw them to my website, because I got the gospel message right there at the very top. How to get to heaven. And I'm getting like 1,000 views a day on my website. The books.media, you know. How to get to heaven right there at the top. I pay it every month out of my own pocket. Now, who knows, the audio's there free. I gotta upload about 100 more audio. I just haven't uploaded them yet. I hadn't had time. But who knows if anybody got saved? Who knows? And it might just be a bunch of bots, you know. But it's out there. And it's all about the true gospel. Faith alone, not of works, lest any man should boast. Doesn't matter how fast you run. It don't matter how good you are. It doesn't matter if your good works outweigh your bad works. That's a lie from the pit of hell right there. I can't even talk to people like that anymore. I didn't even know those people still exist. Well, my good deeds outweigh my bad deeds. Well, one sin takes you to hell. One sin's taking you to hell. Sorry. One sin's going to take you to hell. And being dunked in some water, they ain't going to save you. You're not saved. If you're trusting in water baptism, you're not saved. If you're trusting in speaking in tongues, you're probably not saved. If it's Jesus alone, we preach Jesus. The simplicity of the gospel is Jesus alone. We don't preach ourselves, because we know we fall short. We know we fall short. Faith alone in Jesus alone. And God will take you to the next level, because He's not going to leave you sitting still. He's going to let you. You're going to go through the, here's what's going to happen in your life if you do get saved. You're going to go around the 3D matrix so much, you're so tired of it. You'll say, Lord, what's going on? And He'll teach you about walking in the Spirit. Then He'll teach you some more stuff, and He'll show you that, hey, 3D is kind of like a debt. This is, the whole world lieth in wickedness. The whole world is evil. The whole world system's evil. Every system that man makes is pure evil. Every system. Because it's the energy of the flesh. And the energy of the flesh is nothing but sin. Romans chapter 7. Romans 7 tells you that this flesh is nothing but sin. So, I don't care what you do in the natural. I don't care how many jumping jacks you do. I don't care if you can figure out how to fly. Flap your arms and learn how to fly. You're still not saved. It's faith in the finished work. And this continues every day. This same truth is here every day. That's how you know it's a fractal hologram and every moment is now, because the gospel's the same every day. There's no new way to get to heaven. It's faith alone. There's nothing new. The gospel that I'm telling you now, it's faith alone and Jesus alone. For God so loved the world that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Tomorrow, that will be the truth. The next day is the truth. That tells you every day is the same, because the gospel is the same every day. There's nothing new. Get saved. Quit being rebellious. Quit lying. Quit lying to yourself. Quit lying to everybody else. Your sin stinks to high heaven, and it makes me want to throw up if you think you're good enough to get to heaven. And it makes God sick too. When we try to say, hey, we're good enough, it makes God, really, His bow is bent. If you think you're good enough to get to heaven, something wrong with you.